Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Flagstaff TV. Today we are joined by George Lucan, who is the CEO of Angus Energy. George, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hi, Catherine. Good to see you again.
You too. Congratulations on the great news. Can you talk us through the key takeaways?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, we brought what was the largest onshore gas field in the UK back online after 5 years being suspended. Ironically bought from Gazprom, the wicked stepmother of the gas world. And it's been a heck of a journey, actually, with some ups and downs and a lot of long-suffering shareholders finally rewarded with some movement in the share price. Not as far as we'd like it to go, but a great start. Yeah, I mean, I could tell you a little bit about the asset, but do you have any specific questions?
Yes, I'd like to know a little bit more about that journey. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, well, I've got to say, we bought this field about 6-8 months before COVID struck, from the beginning, at a time when no one was going to finance hydrocarbons in the UK, and certainly not onshore, and at a time when the regulatory environment was extremely antagonistic. And didn't really want us onshore. The planning environment was antagonistic. And as you see, things have changed. And I think what a lot of people in our industry have said for years, which is, you know, we need gas. It's a transition fuel for a few years is being borne out, unfortunately, in a very high price for consumers, but a good price for Angus shareholders. So it's been quite a journey. And it's a journey through COVID and endless lockdowns, supply chain crises, and great difficulty in getting money. And finally, here we are with an assembled plant and one of the most advanced processing plants in the UK today, fully automated by a fantastic computer control system. So, yes, what an achievement. And thanks to our suppliers in particular, almost all of whom were British, local companies, from Lincolnshire and the surrounding counties, and a tremendous hats off to them. I'd mentioned TEI as welders, Inspect Control people, and GCL for the compressors, and FES and Pearson Electrical on the electrical. It's great work by a huge team of British engineers and electricians. Thanks.
Now, what does this excellent news mean for your investors?
Well, we finally made real what we called reserves 2 years ago. And those reserves were 18 BCF, that's about 180 million therms. As you look down your gas bill, you'll know that the cost of a therm has gone up very considerably. So a wholesale price of a therm now is around 300 or 400p, and even the forward price, that's £3 or £4. And we've got 180 million of them here. The forward curve, it moves up and down, but it's looking even out to 3 years at £2 or £3 or £4 on some days. It's obviously a lot of volatility. What I mean to say is that high gas prices are likely to be here to stay. If they're not those prices, they'll still be high. And we have 180 million therms. So you can do the math on that. It's a lot of value in there. We've got only a £50 million market cap. So we're not even scratching surface. Now, a number of those terms, say 50 million, are hedged. But equally, beyond that 180 million, we have another 120 million terms of contingent resources at C1. They're good quality contingent resources. So it's a big long-term asset. It's a big value store here for shareholders. But it's also one we hope to turn into cash very quickly. We knock out presently about 1.5 million terms a month, or that's the aim, the next 3 months, but we'll lift that to 3 million therms a month, of which the bulk is, a little under half is unhedged. So again, do the sums on that at £2, £3, £1.50 or £4, wherever it's jumping to this winter. It's been as high as £7. And you see the tremendous cash generative capability of the field in the reasonably short term. So it's fantastic news for shareholders, yeah.
And what does it mean for Angus Energy as a company going forward?
Well, I think it transforms us from where we were in the AIMS, which was a micro-cap explorer in a very harsh regulatory and planning environment, to being a producer with great experience in the regulatory environment, the UK. Because if you survive the UK, your credentials for addressing fields overseas, elsewhere in the OECD, in Europe, they're suddenly much better because you've been through a really harsh landscape and survived it. And dealing with high pressure, high temperature, high hazard environment as well. And that's important. That's a skill set which we didn't have before as oil explorers. So we're transformed, I think, and we should use this moment as a platform to grow, because growth isn't necessarily good in itself. But in the modern world, if we want access to capital to do interesting projects, we have to be larger than we are even now, and we have to get well above the £100 million mark to attract even a penny of institutional capital in our general view. There are exceptions. So, yeah.
What's going on there, George? Do you have any other updates that you'd like to share with us today?
No, just to say that our geothermal projects have not been forgotten. They're very much there. This has clearly exhausted every last bit of the company for the last 6 months, putting this thing online. But now we do intend to twin track our what you call clean energy provision program, and which is led by geothermal here in the UK, and that's now picking up again with possible seismic to be done in the next 4 or 5 months, and more well planning. There has been some work going on all along. And lastly, our legacy oil fields are actually now finally, after years, producing again. Not a lot, and we have an appeal at Bolton we hope to win. We are producing at Brockham, and we hope to reperforate and increase those barrelage from about 40, 50 barrels a day to something substantial which shareholders might take notice of, and likewise to get Lindsay flowing again in the near term. So, yeah, a healthier Angus, more diverse Angus, and one poised for growth.
Sounds good. George, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.